Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, my good buddy, one of my favorite columnists there is. He's everywhere. The guy actually, yes, somehow was at the draft lottery the other night in Chicago, following the Mets in Washington, and was at Bethpage Black all at the same time.
Wow.
I mean, that's, I don't know how the hell he did it. But that, of course, is Mike Vaccaro. Hi, Mike.
The magic of newspapers, guys. Yes. How are you guys doing today?
Yeah. Well, you know, we could be doing better. I mean, you know the deal, Mike.
I've got a wild guess how you guys are doing, especially you, Joe.
Yeah.
Think about this, Mike. For months and months and months, it was all about May 14th, May 14th, May 14th. The lottery. Zion.
Right.
And Zion Williamson in the lottery got completely blown away in a matter of seconds because the Jets decided to be the Jets again.
It really is amazing how they can do that, right? They control not only their own destiny, but the destiny of everybody else. And I think, you know, I think everybody else is probably taking a whack at this also. And I certainly did this morning, but, you know, it's just so funny. It's like, you know, somehow the Mets are like the third or fourth least dysfunctional team in town now. It's like, thank you, Knicks. Thank you. Thank you. And of course, the Jets are always there to kind of make everything better for everybody else. It's amazing.
You know, the bottom line to me, Mike, is that this owner is inept. I mean, he's inept. He's in over his head. He has no idea what the hell he's doing. How in the world do you – and see, I guess Mike Maccagnan hired Gaze, right? I mean, he was part of the reason Gaze got hired, wasn't he?
Right. And here's the thing. It's like, I could be wrong here, and you guys can tell me if I am, but my sense is that the Jets fans who are uneasy about the Gaze hiring – I don't know that qualifies, you know, you two guys were both that way when they were hired. I got the sense that over the last couple of months, it actually kind of become a little less skeptical, you know, a little more wait and see, you know. He made some good hires. And, you know,
Mike,
like
let me just stop you for a second, Mike. I was actually fired up about this team. I actually looked at it this way. Okay, Gaze is the coach. He's got to be better than Todd Bowles. I like some of the moves that they made, you know, bringing Greg Williams in. You know, you like the free agency moves, even though it would have been nice if Anthony Barr stayed, but he turned out to be the smartest guy there was. You know, and the draft and all of that, you actually were feeling good about them. It's unbelievable.
Right. And here's the thing. It's not like we're talking about some beloved figure in Jets history here in Mike Maccagnan. I mean, if he had been whacked in January, I don't think there would have been much of a reaction at all.
Not at all. Right.
And it's just the notion that a guy that you just deemed incapable of running the show, you already just gave him the opportunity to help hire the coach, you know, help sign free agents, and help decide who you're going to do and what you're going to do in the draft. I mean, I don't understand anything about that. That's just bizarre.
And I think one of the side effects to this is how bad the Jets look as far as being constant liars. I mean, Adam Gase faked like he was angry when he said, "I can't believe they're reporting this." They all sat here and denied it. Sources were telling all these Jet Beat reporters, "There's nothing to see here." They called Lombardi a liar. He just made this story up. He has an agenda. And everybody just kind of said, "Yeah, that must be true. Lombardi's got an agenda. Everybody's lying." And it turns out that the Jets have been BSing everybody for months about this whole thing. That doesn't look good either.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. Especially because, you know, the guys who cover the team, you know, guys like our fellow friend Costello, I mean, these guys know what they're doing. I mean, and to, you know, clearly all of these guys who cover the team, you know, had people with the Jets lying to their face the whole time. And that's not exactly a great way to conduct business either.
Yeah, no question about it. Talking to the great Mike Vaccaro, of course, of the Post. And the other thing that makes you nuts is, and it's amazing to me, let me first say this, that Le'Veon Bell comes off like the adult in the whole thing. I mean, did you read Le'Veon Bell's comments? I mean, he took the high road like it was unbelievable when the head coach basically says, "Hey, we're paying the guy too much."
Right. He really, I mean, and again, I mean, you know, is there anything more quintessential about the Jets than that?
It really is.
I mean, you know, and it's not really funny, but I mean, but you got to laugh.
You have to laugh, or else, like, I mean, it's the kind of thing where, like you said, Joe. I mean, I talked to a bunch of friends of mine who are Jets fans, and you know, I think there was a universal uneasiness when Gase took a job, and that it dissipated. This is almost the era of good feeling, and of course, you contrast that with the fact that for the first time in a lot of our lifetimes, it seemed like the Giants were the right, local pro right. team that were completely they were covered in dysfunction, and all of a sudden, you know, they look like the old sweet run operation Giants again, relatively speaking. I mean, it's really hard to fathom.
Well, it's funny looking at the Giants made controversial decisions on building their roster. That's really
right,
what it comes
right,
down to.
Right.
And we're going to find that if they're right. The Jets, it's not about the roster. I like the Jets roster. They have a better roster than the Giant roster. They could be a playoff team. It's about the fact that this owner is actually proving to us that he's worse than his brother. And I wasn't sure that was possible when Christopher took over for the ambassador. And I don't know about you, Mike. Did he say anything yesterday that gave you confidence that he has any idea what the hell he's doing?
Exactly the opposite. I mean, you know, it really just sounded like he had no business doing being in charge of anything, to be honest with you, the way that, you know, the 20 minutes on the conference call that I listened to. And here's the thing. It's like, you know, when a general manager gets fired at this point in time, you know, it's almost got to be something else. It's got to be, you know, Steve Phillips back in the day when he had to be relieved of his duties for a while or whatever. I mean, if you were this uneasy about him, you didn't just come to this conclusion yesterday. I mean, that's what's stunning is clearly, by all indications, you know, they reached a decision basically based on his performance, you know, in the last couple of days. And how do you do that now after you entrusted him with building essentially what's going to be your team for the next couple of years? It's head scratching.
You know, and now, look, we didn't want Gase to begin with. Now he has clearly put a target on him. I mean, you know this guy, because I don't see how he's coaching the team 3 years from now. I really don't. And if they go 5-11, 6-10 this year, he's got to go. I mean, right? I mean, right? I mean, am I crazy saying this, Mike?
He's the face of the operation now. It's his show. You know, and no matter who they bring in to be his quote-unquote boss, it's going to be with his approval.
Of
so
course.
I mean, it's very strange. It's a little reminiscent. It seems like a completely different universe now. But I wrote about this today. It's kind of like with the Patriots. And now it looks like, you know, brilliance and prescience. But you know, at the time when this failed coach was given all this power to go to New England, it seemed like malpractice. Now it worked out for them.
But, obviously,
you know, and I'm reluctant to include Bill Belichick and Adam Gase in the same, you know, breath, much less the same paragraph. But I mean, it's I suppose if you want to say it, could it work? Sure, it could work. Will it work? I mean, I can't see, you know, any idea how this has a happy ending for the Jets. I really don't.
Well, yeah, you can use them in the same sentence, a sentence such as Adam Gase is nothing like Bill Belichick.
Right, right.
I mean, then it works. That definitely works. Right. Now, are you in D.C. right now covering the Mets? You meeting with the president? What's going on here?
I am. I think it's appropriate because really right now I'm kind of being Boomer Font stepping in for your boy Costello. And so I'm with the Mets watching what happens.
No. Just like, hold on a second. Just like Evan said, never put Gase and Belichick in the same sentence. Never put you and Wilmer Font.
Okay.
And the fact that Wilmer Font pitched yesterday, which is ridiculous. I mean, let's be honest. You know, these are big games against the Nationals. They're not playing well. These are big games against the Nationals. Really? I got to see Wilmer Font pitch one of these games where you're basically saying, here, Washington, win the game. You can't save Wilmer Font for the weekend against Miami. You got to pitch him against the Nationals when you could have Wheeler on 4 days rest and Jake pitching today.
By the way, you don't have to pitch Wilmer Font at all, Joe.
Right.
Take it a step further.
Right.
With the rainouts
right.
and the off
That's right.
days,
you don't even have to pitch.
He didn't have to make
right.
another start if you
exactly.
maximize Wheeler and DeGrom and Matt is able to come back, and they chose not to do
yeah.
that.
And that's what's frustrating because you wonder if sometimes the manager who should have some urgency because you know, it is
Should.
His job after all. You know, doesn't have as much energy or as much urgency as a lot of people watching because, you know, it's you know, your first reaction to the rainout on Sunday is it's a terrible break because, they were obviously going to flatten the Marlins and, you know, maybe it'd be a larger winning streak. But then you want to probably take advantage of that.
Yes.
Like, Corbin pitched well last night, so maybe Wheeler pitches last night, they lose 2-1. But maybe you're not down 3-0 after 15 minutes and, you know, it's a different game entirely.
Well, and here's the other thing that bothers me. Let's take Zach Wheeler and Jacob DeGrom, who are now going to get extra days of rest because of this decision. Zach Wheeler is a free agent at the end of the year, and we all know it's likely he's not a Met next year, number one. So I'm not exactly overly concerned about keeping him fresh for what? This may be his last year here. And Jacob DeGrom is in the prime of his career. right? This is the prime of Jacob DeGrom, and now he's starting to look like last year's Jacob DeGrom. I want him pitching as often as possible, and for the Mets to willingly decide, nah, we're going to give these guys extra rest, I just think it's a small mistake, but it's kind of a big mistake when you think about it.
And not only that, they had the opportunity to step on the Nats next yesterday.
Right, that's right.
And look, I realize they're still 8 games under 500, but you know, I think all of us think there's at least a small possibility that we're going to look up on July 1st and they're going to be 4 games ahead of the Nets. So, you know, you have an opportunity to crush a team. You want to crush a team too.
Is Robbie Cano? Are you worried about him yet? I mean, I think you wrote about it today, and was it you? Somebody did. Are you starting to think about Alomar now with Cano?
I think it's still too early, Joe. But here's the thing: it's like he was scorching hot when he got hit on both hands with those two pitches. So I'm willing to even if he's not willing to, blame that, I am, because you know he was coming around, and then you know you hurt your hands; it's hard to be a hitter. But you know we're getting close to the point where small sample size gets put away for the year, and he's a 250 hitter. You know, and he's a 306 lifetime hitter. And look, I mean, I suppose the Alomar thing is the easy comparison because, you know, the player that we saw was completely different than the player that had been, you know, that had played previously. So that's, and of course, they play the same position and have the same name. but it's, you know, we're getting that point. If on June 1st he's still 250, then I'd really be concerned.
Are you on board with taking the number 3 overall pick in this draft? Mitchell Robinson, Kevin Knox, maybe some future ones. Are you good with putting that all on a plane and sending it to New Orleans for Anthony Davis?
You know what? I mean, I think you kind of have to. It worries me because I really...
Is Mike there? We lose him?
Hello, Mike?
Mike, are you still with us?
I guess he's gone. Well, he's down in D.C. getting ready to watch the Mets who play in about... Yep. An hour and 45 minutes. Right. But we appreciate talking to Mike, catching his opinion on the Jets and the Mets.
And I wanted to hear more about that.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I don't know what he was. Is he completely gone, Aaron?
He's gone.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mike. We appreciate it.
You know we love you, Mike.
We do
Mike
love
Vaccaro.
You.
Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.